listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Has your prayer life become stale and lifeless? Has it become just a series of meaningless cliches and repetitions to God? If you're ready to plunge your fellowship into a deeper realm, stay right here for today's Bible Answer Man as we focus on unpacking the secrets to an effective and vibrant prayer life. During this important membership week, we encourage you to help produce more life-changing resources like this by becoming a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. Stay tuned to learn more. Also, if you've been impacted through the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Now, without further delay, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And this is day four of the Christian Research Institute's membership drive. And I want to start out the broadcast by simply saying thank you. Thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Debbie in Missouri, David in New Mexico, Josie in Texas, Stephen in Ohio, David in California, Anita in Oklahoma, Larry in Oklahoma, Glenn in Iowa, Perry in North Carolina, Thatcher in California, Phyllis in California, Peter in Missouri, Mary in Texas, Douglas in Missouri, and all of you who are joining even as I'm speaking right now. And if you haven't taken that step, I want to invite you to join the team I've just mentioned and the people I mentioned yesterday, a growing number of people that want to make a difference, that want to do what they do because truth matters. And if you're one of those that's been touched by the broadcast this week, you can become a Bible Answer Man support team member right now. You simply go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, find out how you can give electronically in a safe, secure fashion, or call us 888-7000-CRI, or simply write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And remember, as my way of saying thank you, during our CRI membership drive week, we'll give you six issues, the very next six issues of the Christian Research Journal, as a thank you for your support, for becoming part of a team that's making a difference around the globe. Every single day we've had a theme, and today is no different. Today the theme is prayer. Most of us, if we're honest with ourselves, snorkel in the surface waters of prayer, and we succeed only in sunburning our backs. Oftentimes fail to comprehend that deep is where the noisy, trashy surface of the ocean gets quiet and serene. It's where our noisy requests give way to the quiet of a relationship with our Maker. Deep is where we step out of the shallow tide pools of our own hearts into the boundless ocean of God's power and presence. It's where we get beyond surface things and plunge into a deep relationship with our Creator. Of course, that's exactly what Jesus wanted for his disciples. He wanted them to venture out of the shallow waters of prayer, and thus he offered them the pattern of his own personal prayer life as a brilliant shaft leading deep into the ocean of prayer. Going deep with God, of course, entails a major paradigm shift, a different way of perceiving prayer. Rather than looking for techniques through which we can get God to answer our prayers, we must be ever mindful that prayer is an opportunity to develop intimacy with the very one who knit us together in our mother's womb. If we're honest with ourselves, most of us have learned to pray backwards. We hurry into God's presence with a laundry list of prayer requests. And before our knees have ever hit the floor, we're already thinking about getting back into our frenzied lifestyles. Often we treat our Heavenly Father no better than we treat our families. We want a relationship without the discipline of investing quality time. Think for a moment, ponder for a moment your own prayer life. Could it be that your prayer life is characterized by constant babbling? Could it be that your shallow askings drowned out the sound of the very one whose voice you so long to hear? Look, genuine prayer is not found in our noisy askings. It is found in a growing relationship with the lover of our soul. All too often, we want God to move the fence posts to enlarge our houses and lands. God wants something far better for us. He wants us to be still so that He can enlarge the territory of our hearts. He has sent us 66 love letters, etched in heavenly handwriting, and the more we meditate upon those words, the clearer His voice will resonate in the sounds of our silence. In other words, meditating on the Word of God is the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life. When we talk during the broadcast about prayer, please remember, we're not talking about technique. We're talking about a relationship between you and your Creator. It's what I wrote about in the Prayer of Jesus, Secrets to Real Intimacy with God. And the bottom line is simply this. You don't develop that kind of intimacy by every now and then when you have an emergency to go to your Heavenly Father and ask. No, it comes out of constant and consistent communication. I love my wife. I've been married for a long time, have lots of kids, great home, great family. But I would not have an intimate relationship with my wife on any level without the investment of quality time. And the same thing is true with my kids, and that analogy applies to our Heavenly Father. It doesn't come from osmosis. It comes from investing quality time. And that's a decision you have to make. Do you want intimacy with the one who created you? Or do you want to simply go through life in the shallow, tiled pool of your own asking? This is a serious issue. It's one of the issues we address at the Christian Research Institute, and it's one of the ways in which this ministry sets itself apart. We're not going along with the crowd. There have been lots of books, they're popular, on techniques to get things from God, as though you have to find the formula and then God will open up heaven, although He is not capricious in any sense. We act as though He is. We do not go along with the tide. We set a chart on the basis of biblical teaching, whether it's popular or not, and the reason we do it is because truth matters, and that is the very reason that we ask you to join with us in supporting a ministry that is not a microcosm of the culture, but a change agent within the culture. Join a team making a difference for time and for eternity. One of our team members is Elliot Miller. He's been on the team for a long time, making a difference for time and for eternity. And you will join Elliot Miller as a team member. You say, well, I'm not on staff, but yes, in a sense, you are just as much a team member because you empower people who have devoted their lives to the mission of the Christian Research Institute by joining a monthly giving pattern, by becoming the person who says during CRI membership drive week, I'm going to make a decision I've never made before. I've been listening for 20 years, but I've never supported the ministry. I'm going to start doing that. And remember, a lot of the names that I read off, and there are many more that I could allude to, but they are not people that are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're people that are giving $15 a month or $25 a month or $35 a month, whatever the Lord leads them to do, but they become a consistent base, a foundation on which we can make a difference by the grace of God for time and for eternity. Elliot joins me in studio to talk about CRI Membership Drive Week. I set this time apart, Elliot, not to answer questions, but to indulge people with testimonies by which they can be invigorated, as it were, to join a team making a difference.
And you know what, Hank? I have a strong conviction, and I believe God has given me the faith to recognize that there are indeed hundreds, thousands of people listening to your voice this evening, or afternoon, as the case may be, and they are not just hearing the voice of Hank Hanegraaff, because there are many radio preachers that they can tune into, and it would just be a series of radio preachers' voices, and they'd blend in and lose significance. But I believe that there are people who are hearing the voice of God speaking to them. And I think what God is speaking to them is that He is doing a work through this ministry that He wants them to be a part of. And I sincerely say this. This is not some calculated psychological manipulation technique to get people to give. I am saying this from the depths of my being. I'm saying this for the same reason that I'm sitting here and have been working at this ministry for 34 years. Because I believe God is in it. I have seen evidence to that effect on a repeated basis throughout this period, which is why I'm still here. There are many discernment ministries, many counter-cult ministries, many apologetics ministries, and I'm not saying God is not in other ministries, but I think God is in this ministry in a way that stands out. And it can be discerned just by the history of how He has worked through this ministry. Now, you take this subject that you were speaking on tonight, prayer. Now, prayer is nothing other than that we want to have an encounter with the living God. The God of the Bible is the living God. That's what differentiates Him from all the other gods on the planet Earth. And that's what He continually stresses throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, that He's the living God. So we want to not just be uttering a bunch of prayers that are bouncing off of a wall. We actually want to go into prayer, or we want to go into the study of Scripture to have an encounter with the living God, to really lead beyond just our own mental concepts of what we think God would do or say, worshiping a God of our own creation, and to actually encounter the Creator of the universe, the Lord of the universe, and be changed by that encounter so that we become conformed to His will rather than bending Him to our will. All right, but there are so many people who approach prayer from the standpoint, even in the Christian realm, of bending God to do my will, you see. And by doing that, they're trying to get all they can out of prayer for themselves to support their own needs and desires. And they're missing the real point of prayer, which is to encounter the living God and be transformed. Now, we had a manifestation of that about 10 years ago in a book called The Prayer of Jabez that actually was like a number one bestseller, took took the church by storm. Now, this was a cultic kind of book. Not that the person who wrote it is not a Christian or is a cult leader or something, but in the sense of distorting theology, it was cultic. And what CRI did through your book, The Prayer of Jesus, was take the errors of the cults as a springboard to present biblical truth. And so you wrote The Prayer of Jesus, which doesn't just refute the prayer of Jabez, but teaches the biblical purpose of prayer. And through that, so many lives, Hank, were transformed, and they had an encounter with the living God.
And this is exactly why we're asking you to join during CRI Membership Drive Week. Again, you can do so on the World Wide Web at equip.org when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you speak with our resource consultants, here's the number to dial right now, 888-7000 CRI. We'll be right back with more of Elliot Miller and your calls. Please don't touch that dial.
If you have a friend who only talks to you when he needs to borrow something, but is never there when you really need a friend, pretty soon that friendship will become nothing more than an acquaintance with no real connection. Likewise, God is not flattered when we bring Him our request without first building our relationship with Him. Learn to have a real relationship with the lover of your soul with Hank Hanegraaff's The Prayer of Jesus, available on audio CD or in paperback with study guide as a thank you for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you visit us on the web at equip.org or call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man after this short break. For 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been serving the body of Christ, equipping believers to know what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. This week is our membership week. We're dedicating this week to show you the impact your regular support has had on people just like you, and encourage those of you who have not yet done so to join us in making a lasting impact as a regular monthly supporter. If the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast have impacted your life, we'd like to give you the opportunity to encourage others with your testimony. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265 or by going online to equip.org/testimonies. And thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equipping believers around the globe. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. And now you can join the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7-plus inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and 5-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program. And we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. Our passion and purpose is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program is ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? To donate, call us at 888-7000-274 or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card, or even automated bank withdrawals. To sign up today, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:12, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. Again, for more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI.
Thank you for the encouragement about getting into God's Word and God's Word getting into you. I support your ministry, brother. It has been a blessing to me over the years, and I just encourage anyone else out there that's listening to not only support you, but pray for you as well. Thank you for what you do.
Now, to further equip you to live out and defend your faith, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and it is a delight to be in the studio with Elliot Miller as we talk about CRI membership drive. I'm going to be taking some of your calls in just a moment. I got a testimony from Eileen that I wanted to share with you, where she says that the Bible Answer Man broadcast saved her spiritual life. And she went on to write, "My husband and I were going to false churches and were scooped up into their beliefs. And it took hearing clips of false prophets and false teachers for the blinders to be lifted off my eyes. When I heard Hank share scripture in answer to the contradictions being taught in the pulpits, I almost couldn't believe my ears." And then she says, "That was the day I really got saved. I grieved, I wept for my friends. They're still blinded. I met Hank when he came to Houston. Have read many of his books, including Counterfeit Revival. Love him, his ministry, with a love of God that I can't describe." And then she talks about the love she has for her new pastor and how the materials of the Christian Research Institute continue to edify, exhort, encourage, and equip her as she grows in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Elliot, this is precisely the point. We ask people during membership drive week to become a part of a team because we are, by God's grace, reproducing those who are reproducing their lives in the lives of other people. In other words, we're involved in a process of spiritual multiplication, and only from the perspective of eternity will we fully know what God has accomplished through those that join as monthly supporters of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the greater ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute.
That's absolutely right. And for me, it's a critical perspective to realize that people do not need to work at the Christian Research Institute to be a part of this work of God that is happening here. Now, the Lord raised this ministry up 40 years ago, Hank, in 1960. So we're celebrating our 40th anniversary, or 50th. Wow, I'm going to need to go back to math school and learn how to add. But yeah, it's 50. That's even more amazing. 50 years. And with that, it is a singular work. It was the first ministry of its kind. It has continued to the present day, despite just unimaginable, mind-boggling spiritual warfare and opposition that it has sought to overturn this ministry, to destroy it. But yet God's hand, like I said during the previous 20 minutes, that I have experienced God's hand upon this ministry on a day-by-day, month-by-month basis, you know, in the full 34 years that I've been working here, so that I have this deep conviction of God's hand on it just because I keep experiencing it in one way or another. I keep seeing the evidence of it, that God is in this ministry. And the role of this ministry is unique. It's not that everybody is to get into apologetics and come work at the Christian Research Institute, you know, but yet working with the Christian Research Institute is the key, in that we multiply, exactly as you said. People are made aware of discernment, that we need to be discerning in this day and age in which we live. People are made aware of the defense of the faith, that there are reasons for Christian faith, that we don't need to hide our head in the sand, that we can be confident about the truth, that truth matters. It's a whole perspective, that we don't go out and try to defend the truth by manipulating facts, hiding data, coming up with emotional arguments. No, the truth commends itself, and it is according to the nature of God. So we speak forth, we hold forth the word of truth with a clear conscience before man and God. So the values that you get from CRI, you know, the importance of knowing what you believe, why you believe it, the importance that of truth, the importance of giving an answer to every man, you know, the importance of using the errors of the cults as a springboard for the faith. All of these values, people down through the decades, down through the years, receive them into their lives through the ministry of the Bible Answer Man program, through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Some of them go into apologetics, go here, go there, start their own organization, maybe teach in a seminary, or have their own lay ministry within their church. And they're not necessarily working at CRI, but they're standing with us according to these values that unite us. However, for this equipping work that CRI does, that's the key word that, you know, I'm looking at it up on a huge poster that you have on the back of your wall. Equip. That's CRI's motto, is that we are equipping people to do, we're not doing the apologetic work, we're equipping people to do the apologetic work. But for this work to go on, Hank, we need to have certain people who have that same sense that we do, that God is in this work, and that they are standing with us to make it possible financially, even sacrificially, during a time of great recession when we're all struggling to make ends meet. Because we could go under in this recession. Our supporters aren't giving like they used to, like they normally would. They're struggling themselves. There are ministries going under all the time. There are publications going under all the time. CRI could go under. I'm confident it won't, because God is in it. But how is God going to accomplish that, Hank? He's going to accomplish that by speaking to certain people who have this sense that this ministry is unique, that God has been perpetually doing a work, that it's a critical work in the post-Christian world in which we live. People need discernment. CRI is standing in the gap where, you know, so much of the church is being influenced by the world, by worldly trends, not thinking in terms of discernment, not thinking in terms of essential Christian doctrine, susceptible to the teachings of the cults. Who is bringing the corrective? Who is sounding the alarm? Who is promoting these values? It's CRI, okay, and then the people that it influences. But for that to continue, there have got to be people whose unique role in this work is to financially help it continue by standing with us even during this recession, even when it calls for some sacrifice.
And if you've been touched by the words of Elliot Miller and the passion that he is bringing to the broadcast as he talks about financial support, call us immediately at 888-7000-CRI. And even as you become a monthly supporter during CRI's Membership Drive Week, we would like to invest in you. The next 6 issues of the Christian Research Journal are a gift to you. So call immediately 888-7000-CRI, or you can give electronically in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. As always, you can use the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, one of our supporters, a new supporter, Clifton Drake, is hanging on right now, wants to talk about the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and how it's impacted his life. Hi, Clifton.
Hello.
Talk for a moment about a ministry that has impacted you.
Well, I've been listening to you only for a short while. I could just reiterate what Mr. Elliott was saying there. I appreciate, and I know God appreciates the way you present His truth. You know, we're called to exhort one another daily, and y'all do that very well. And I just am glad to be a part of it in a small way. I feel that's a small way that I can contribute.
And you just became a new Bible Answer Man support team member as a result of our CRI membership drive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My wife and I were listening to you while we were traveling the other day, and you know, heard the call. So we felt convicted to join, and so we did.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I appreciate that I'm able to.
Welcome to the team.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Clifton.
Thank you.
And it's so interesting because what I understand about Clifton is that he has, as he mentioned, listened to the Bible Answer Man broadcast for a period of time, but just became a CRI support team member recently. Let's go back to the phone, and we'll talk to a live caller, Dawn, listening on the web in Winter Springs, Florida. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Mr. Hennergraf. It's an absolute honor and privilege to speak with you.
Likewise.
Your indescribable love for Almighty God, your passion for His Word and commitment to truth has blessed my life beyond words.
Wow.
I can't hear you. Are you there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. I want to make sure. Yeah. I've been listening to you, which will soon be 17 years.
Oh, wow.
And the first time I ever heard you, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior and was so excited about the Lord. And I just turned on the TV, and I remember seeing Kenneth Copeland, and I was very, very confused and disturbed and knew nothing. I knew nothing about discernment, and I will certainly admit that I was, you know, very naive and not intelligent at all. And I thought, wow, if he has a Bible, he's got to be telling the truth, you know, because who would be, you know, not tell the truth with the Bible? So I asked my dad about it. He didn't know, but he said that he listened to, you know, someone who knew about the Bible just the other day. He turned on the radio, and he said, you know, you should listen to it. And I did. And I turned it on, and you mentioned Kenneth Copeland that day and spoke why he was not biblically sound. And you also, I remember that day, you recited, because you have everything memorized, and you said Psalm 51 in Psalm 139, and I never heard the Bible being read, and I was like, oh my God, that, the way you said it, the passion and the love, you brought me to tears, and you've captivated my heart from that moment and the past 17 years. So I love you.
Well, we love you, and thank you so much for calling in. I know that you've inspired and motivated so many people. We're coming up to a station break. Love to talk to Don a whole lot longer. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Stay tuned.
They had watched Jesus withdraw to lonely places and seen His serenity afterwards. They didn't know what made His face glow, but they knew one thing. Whatever it was, they wanted it, and they wanted it now. Lord, teach us now to pray. Jesus smiled. The time had come for Him to unveil the secret. The prayer of Jesus revolutionized their lives. It can revolutionize yours, too. Hank Hanegraaff has thoroughly examined the elements of an effective prayer life and made them easily accessible to you in The Prayer of Jesus, available for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Well-reasoned, life-changing resources like this are supported by praying, giving friends like you. Your gifts through our website at equip.org or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI will not only equip you for deeper faith, but will go even further, helping to create more resources and keep the Bible Answer Man broadcast going strong to equip countless others to defend their own faith. Again, you can give online at equip.org or by calling 888 7000 CRI. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us now to pray." And he said to them,
"When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.'"
The Lord's Prayer. We can rattle it off by heart. But at the same time, how many of us now struggle in our prayer life, searching for an intimate fellowship with God?
As human beings, we want instant success, instant formulas, but God wants something else. He wants intimate fellowship.
Learn to have a real relationship with the lover of your soul with Hank Hanegraaff's The Prayer of Jesus. Available on audio CD or in paperback with study guide as a thank you for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you visit us on the web at equip.org or call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. If you've already become a member of our support team, committing to give on a monthly basis, we're deeply grateful for your loyalty and faithfulness. But no one appreciates your generosity more than the people who have a newfound confidence in their faith because of your support.
I believe in the work Bible Answer Man is doing, and the website, equip.org, always available. You know, if you have questions, you can find your answers there if you miss the program. I wish I could give more, and I pray that the Lord provides that I'm able to be more generous with my gifts, and that's just a small token of my appreciation for the ongoing work of Hank and the ministry.
For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. To become a regular monthly supporter, part of the backbone of this ministry, you can sign up securely online right now at equip.org. That's equip.org, or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Now back to more of the Bible Answer Man and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. You can also write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Just before the break, talking to a caller, Dawn And she only had a couple of minutes because we're going to a hard break. But in those couple of minutes, she inspired me, and I'm certain a lot of listeners, Elliot, because here is a lady who has been listening to the broadcast for 17 years. She's grown in her faith, and she came to faith in Christ as a result of the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And when you think about it from eternal perspective, there is no price tag that you can put on that. And Dawn is only one of literally thousands of people who have come to faith in Christ and have been nurtured. Because if someone comes to faith in Christ and is not nurtured, then they are going to be prey to the wolves. And this is one of the things that's happened in the Christian church. The wolves are coming to the sheep pen. People come to faith in Christ, and all of a sudden they find themselves in a church that is distorting essential Christian doctrine. And as a result, they become confused and oftentimes themselves become prey to the cults.
That's exactly right, Hank. I'm currently reading a book called Unchristian that was produced by the Barna Research Group, which is revealing the results of their research in terms of what Christians actually believe and what the world believes about Christians. And it's not good news because of the fact that so many people actually, because of the evangelistic methods that have been employed, of just calling people to make a commitment to Christ, to say a prayer and then become saved, but then the lack of follow-up with true discipleship in Christian doctrine and in Christian living, many, many people think that they are born-again Christians. They say, yes, I'm a born-again Christian, but when you ask them what they believe, they reflect all the same beliefs as the world. And the actual percentage of Christians who reflect Christian sanctification, sound biblical theology in their worldview is staggeringly low. And it's because in the body of Christ today, there's this emphasis on quantity rather than quality. There's this emphasis to draw people in by making the message appealing to the worldly considerations, and this hesitation to give a challenging call to discipleship that involves self-denial, study, discipline, training in righteousness. And as a result of that, it's having a terrible effect because the world sees no difference from the church and the world. Therefore, they're not attracted to it. They see hypocrisy. They see nothing that is spiritually dynamic. So the antidote to that is what you find here, not just calling people to accept Christ, but stressing that when you accept Christ, you need to have a complete change of worldview, belief system. You need to know what the essential doctrines are. And not only that, you need to live according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. You need to take him seriously. So that's what Dawn was experiencing. Not only did she accept Christ through the program, but then she was, like you said, receiving nurture into a Christian worldview. And that's what CRI is doing. We emphasize quantity and not just quality. We see the importance that the church be separate from the world and not be conformed to this world. And so as we see people following many different fads, we mentioned the prayer of Jabez earlier, that was just one of many different fads that go through the church. Who is bringing the corrective? Who is evaluating things according to a biblical paradigm? Who is not afraid to stand up and say, this is unbiblical, and the Bible teaches rather A, B, and C, and therefore present a positive teaching, not just critiquing and tearing apart popular teachers, but coming as you did with the prayer of Jesus, Hank, and presenting the biblical teaching on prayer, which is to come in and experience the Master, not come to his table for the things that are on the table, but to come to his table because of the Master. And as we have that encounter with him, then we're transformed, then we're sanctified, then we go out, and the world sees a difference. They see something that's attractive. There's an aroma of life and not just the same stench that the world puts out within the Christian church. But we have to be different. We have to be in the Word of God and understand what the will of God is and not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds.
CRI Membership Drive Week all this week. We'll be in studio tomorrow taking more of your calls, talking about the need to build a team. And we're enlisting you as part of that team. No matter whether you can give a large amount or a small amount, we want you to become a monthly support team member. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or call me, 888-7000 CRI. And again, all this week is our way of saying thank you for joining as a team member. We want to give you the next six issues of the Christian Research Journal, as well as a bracelet or a wristband on which is inscribed "Because Truth Matters," which is our motto, as well as the website address, equip.org. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Lavelle, Detroit, Michigan. Hi.
Hey, Hank, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice of you to join us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have a long testimony. I'm going to do my best to condense it because I want people, other people to be able to call and encourage you and Brother Elliot as well.
Thank you.
I gave my life to the Lord in 91, and a few years later, I got hired at my job, and you know, people found out I was a Christian, and most people were supportive of that, but I did have a few people that were anti-Christian. And one in particular challenged me in a large setting of people with some questions that I couldn't answer. And it was really hurtful. It was embarrassing. And I just was kind of a little shaken. And there was another gentleman, one of my bosses, who I would give different books to and just, you know, ministering to him and witnessing to him. And he gave me a book and said, I want you to go through this book. And it was by Islamic apologist Amit Haddad. And I was, as I was reading through it, you know, because I felt like, well, you know, I'm strong enough in my faith. And as I read through it, just to make a long story short, I was shaken in my faith. And I prayed and I said, God, I know you're real. And I said, I don't know how to articulate it. And I need some answers to these questions. And the very next day, I was taking my grandmother to a doctor's appointment. And one of the local radio hosts here in Detroit was interviewing Dr. Walter Martin. And that was how I became familiar with the Christian Research Institute. I didn't know at the time of the interview that they were playing a pre-recorded message. Walter Martin had already passed away. But I was able to go to equip.org, and I just have to say that your ministry has been a blessing to me. I have been able to be fortified in my faith. I've been saved for 20 years now, and I thank God for that, and I definitely thank God for you and all that you do. You have been a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ. And I definitely thank God for you, sir.
Lavelle, thank you so much for calling into the broadcast. What a! By the way, you really know how to be on point. Thank you for calling in, being concise and precise. You know, we're always up against the clock, and we want to take more callers, but we have a limited amount of time. But I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people, which is what we're trying to do during CRI Membership Drive Week. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you as you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Elliot, here's another example in the area of Islam. You can easily be shaken because there are so many Islamic apologists doing for a lie what Christians oftentimes do not do, at least don't do ably, for the truth.
Yes, and that is such a revelation when a person gets turned on to apologetics, as so many people have listening to the Bible Answer Man program. And, you know, there's such a there are certain people, every religion, every belief system, every discipline, it's going to have its apologists, its people who defend it. But it's a whole different thing when you're an apologist for the truth. You know, you don't have to try to twist information, overlook certain facts, try to drum up some kind of answer, like, how am I going to get out of this one? The truth is there, and that's when you realize that this is true, that it needs to be heard that the people are going to hell because they think that in their sophomore science class, biology class or whatever, that they had Christianity discredited, well, then you realize the importance of knowing reasons for faith and answers to objections and being able to get out there and share that. It's exciting and it's rewarding because it supports faith, and faith is what saves.
Tomorrow, the theme on the broadcast is going to be spiritual warfare. And one of the things we've discovered is when you stand against the denizens of darkness, there's a price to be paid, but we're willing to stand. And the reason we're willing to stand is truth matters. We do what we do because truth matters. And as a result of that, we've also put together a little package that not only includes 6 editions of the Christian Research Journal, the very next 6 that are upcoming as our gift to you, but also the wristband that has Because Truth Matters on it, as well as our website. I always wear 2 of them so I can give 1 of them away. And it is a way of engaging someone in a conversation. It becomes a springboard or an opportunity to talk about the Christian Research Institute. Perhaps you're on a plane and someone asks you a question, you don't know the answer to that question, say, here's the website to go to. You might even give them the bracelet or the wristband so that they can have it and wear it and then get another one. But it's a way of putting this ministry forward, because the information you find on the World Wide Web has to be vetted. Internet lies. This is the bottom line. They travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on. And that's why it's so important to have an oasis where you can trust that what you're getting has been fully vetted and that it corresponds to reality and therefore is true. We do what we do because truth matters, not because it's popular, not because it's politically correct, but because truth matters. Again, join today. Be part of the CRI membership drive. Become a Bible Answer Man support team member on the World Wide Web, equip.org. Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour with Elliot Miller. If you're hanging on, I'll try to get to you during that extra hour. We'll be live in studio tomorrow, continuing CRI Membership Drive Week. See you then.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we delve into the depths of spiritual warfare and how to put on the armor of God in the battle for your soul. And thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you're not a support team member already, please prayerfully consider that commitment today. You'll be part of a 50-year tradition of equipping believers with the answers they need in a world increasingly hostile to the truth. Make your investment today by calling us at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute, because truth matters. For 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been serving the body of Christ, equipping believers to know what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. This week is our membership week. We're dedicating this week to show you the impact your regular support has had on people just like you, and encourage those of you who have not yet done so to join us in making a lasting impact as a regular monthly supporter. If the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast have impacted your life, we'd like to give you the opportunity to encourage others with your testimony. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265, or by going online to equip.org/testimonies. And thank you to all of you who've made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equipping believers around the globe. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. And now you can join the Bible Answer Man Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7+ inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska.
During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and five-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101.